agenda for admin, I move passage of that item.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Excellent. All right, moving into discussion. The most fun discussion matter on our entire agenda today is the picnic menu, which will determine our food choices for the upcoming summer picnic, which has been scheduled, Pamela, the date again, the 30th? August 31st, and it will be at the shelter. What's that one called again?
New Generations Shelter.
So we've got folks on staff who are gearing up for a smoked meat contest. And typically, the commissioners have provided all the food for the picnic in the past. And so we've done just a traditional grilling of brats and burgers, and then salads, beans, and dessert. So this will be a slightly different menu, so wanted to talk through how we wanted to provide that. I think, Randy, you've been in discussion with some of the meat smokers, or are going to be having discussion with the meat smokers. How do we... I didn't want to just call them smokers. It strikes me that we should be covering the cost of the meat and then also providing the sides. So how do you envision, do you have thoughts on the meat side of things?
Well, you're wrong about me having been working on that.
Okay.
I did not know I was assigned to that.
You weren't. I thought, don't you have a discussion planned with them?
But yeah, I'm willing to.
Oh. Well, I was told you had one.
If you say I am, it's official, I am.
Boy, you're very compliant. I'm going to do my list next.
So I will be visiting with them on that.
Okay.
And I agree with you that we should be, you know, paying the cost of their, of what they're doing. I think Pamela had sent out a message, you know, trying to get RSVPs. One of the dicey things that we'll have to figure out is how many we're cooking for. I mean, we don't need every contestant coming in and preparing enough for 50 people, and then we only have 50 people
right.
altogether. So they have to keep it somewhat in line.
Well, I think I'm just going to interject something. I think there was one staff member that, who's one of the connoisseurs of smoking the meat. The other thing I would say that sometimes if you do that, you have a certain menu that really goes with the meat you're preparing. So I would like their input, like some people like what they would want served with it. So it brings out their flavor of the food. So I want to keep it simple, but at the same time, I mean, if we're going to do this, I would like to honor those that are smoking the meat as far as what their recommendation is as far as some of the other dishes that we bring or get catered in.
Okay, so I don't know, we're running out of time, that's the only problem. So I'm kind of thinking that we should, yeah, there's a list of the cookers and they're making, like, I know it's brisket and, you know, generally that type of thing.
Right.
So I'm wondering if we can't just split up, or if you want to take the initiative and talk to them about the sides.
I can.
I'm thinking it's like potato salad and, you know, coleslaw, and we'd be probably safe with those sorts of...
I have no problem reaching out to the person who kind of took the lead in working with Pamela. Can I work with you and getting what we need to bring?
So then we'll just split up the meat and the sides, and I'm willing to make some potato salads or coleslaws or whatever is needed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like, yeah.
People like, yeah. Oh, speaking of...
Brian, are you the person that has ideas on what the sides
yes,
should be?
Yes, he is. That's the man that initially started.
I guess I haven't thought about sides, but I think ribs is the way we're going to go.
Ribs, okay.
And I believe Preston might have had somebody who he thought could get us a bulk order from, I think, Costco.
Okay. So why don't you guys, I'm going to suggest this. You guys work with Randy, determine the amount of ribs and the cost, and Randy will share that with us. Sherry and I will talk about sides and figure out that.
Sure, sounds good.
But those of you who are cooking the ribs, if you have a preference, please let us know now.
I always enjoy cornbread and coleslaw with my ribs. So.
Yeah,
I knew people would have an opinion.
Whatever Famous Dave's does, it's probably fair game for us, right? Yeah. Okay, so, and then, but we also need numbers. So maybe we need to elevate the deadline for RSVP so we can have a week to prepare.
I'll get something out the next day or so.
Yeah, week to prepare our... And then we need some kids' items as well. So getting a numbers on kids would be helpful so we can have, like, hot dogs or something like that for them. Mac and cheese.
No. Desserts. I said that out loud.
Yeah. And we've done, like, we've usually done floats or something simple for the desserts. So we can tackle that. And then it's bring your own beverage. That's the only thing staff brings. All right.
All permits are in place.
All right. So there is a liquor permit. Everyone is always very good about consuming in moderation. We never had any issues with that. So I'm comfortable that we're... And I'll bring cornhole. And coupe. Is there room for coupe up there? I'm not sure. Don't have the greatest lawn for games, but anyway. A couple games will be provided as well. All right. Anything else on the picnic?
Thanks, Brian.
All righty. Seeing none, then we get to go into our... Oh, no. I forgot my phone at home.
Madam Chair, could I add one thing to discussion?
Sure.
Sure. So, as you guys are aware... Doc number 2117 at FERC. We were filing comments. Today is the deadline for them. I know I previously had sent out a request to the commissioners asking for feedback on the drafting of it, and I know a few of you did provide some feedback on that as well. And a few days ago, I sent out the nearly final draft on that and had some feedback from some of the commissioners as well on that. So I am planning to go ahead and make the filing today as of now.
What time, Jack?
Probably, well, we have the cybersecurity this afternoon, so I'd probably right after that.
Okay, after that meeting, okay.
Right.
So you'd need input?
Well, I would have probably needed it this morning.
Okay, so
to make
by
changes.
Noon?
Yeah.
Because we'll be done early here.
Okay.
We still have
that.
It's on my desk.
So for the purpose of signing, at times, the commissioners have signed in the past, at times... I just had the chair do it. When we were short on time, I would just go ahead and file it on behalf of the commission. I was planning on having Julie be the signer as the chair of the commission. I just want to make sure everyone's comfortable with that because sometimes there's an opinion on that.
If you all want to sign, if you're all gung-ho on it, we all could. I'm happy to do it along too. Either way.
Sure. I like doing these things kind of the same way each time, unless there's some reason to deviate from it.
Sure.
It'll still be on behalf of the commission.
Yeah.
It's always on behalf of the commission, and it carries the same weight.
Yeah.
Just as a,
perfect.
I know a lot of commissions do it with just the chair, and so that's where how I normally would probably by default to it, except for where I have to make the legal filing on your behalf.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Thanks for all your work on that, Jack.
Thank you.
And Victor and Adam and Rob, everyone who helped contribute. That was it's a big job.
Thank you.
All right, so moving on to scheduling. I'm just lost without my phone. Can I? Yeah. Well, my laptop would work too. That would probably be easier. Sorry, I'll stand for a second while I get rebooted up.
So I actually have some of these that are already tentatively on your calendars.
Oh, good. Which
so
ones are those?
I think the first two, are already tentatively on for the 27th of September. We can wait for
people to confirm those.
That. But I wanted to talk a little bit about that. So we have these two cases. We are tentatively expecting a third to show up, and Otter Tail was hoping to do that on the same date if possible.
Let's see. These two, so the advanced grid infrastructure costs. Okay. Economic development.
So,
okay, that's the one we just talked about.
Right.
And then Otter Tail is another one?
They are anticipating another filing within the next 1 to 2 weeks.
On the economic development one as well?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you've got the 27th.
Do you think that we could do all three of them in 3 hours that you have blocked out on our calendar?
I believe so. So, sure. I mean, more time is always preferable, but I know your calendars are limited, so.
9 to noon. We've got 3 hours. September 27th. There's a hold. An hour. Okay, we've already talked at once about the advanced grid infrastructure stuff, so that one should not be, haven't we?
We have. So we've talked to it about it in different capacities. So
yeah.
This is the tariff and rate filing for the cost recovery. We've talked about it.
We've already done an ADP.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So I don't anticipate needing more than an hour on that. Would you, Randy?
Not really. My main thing is I still find the name so misleading.
Yeah, well, we can deal with that there then for sure. I don't know. I guess I hear you, Sherry, that there's...
Well,
we could start at 8:30.
Let's start at 8:30.
Yeah, and then we have a little bit of break.
Our afternoon thing is until 1:30, so even if we went a little beyond lunch.
Right.
Around 12.
It shouldn't be more than 4 hours for sure. So let's just bump it down to 8:30 and go with that. For all three, for those two, for number one and number two, and then if you get a third one, that'll be included.
Right. If we can kind of just hold that whole block,
sure.
8:30 to noon, and then as soon as we get the third one, we can plug that into that slot if that's acceptable.
Okay, very good. And then, don't you also have these light mitigating?
Yes, those should be tentatively on your calendars as well. Just wanted to confirm that those.
That's in the afternoon of that same day.
One of them is the 27th.
Okay.
That was for NextEra.
1:30 to 4. Oh my word! We won't need that much time.
I wouldn't imagine so, but
2.5 hours. Let's go till 3.
1 hour and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
Elite. I believe we were looking at. The afternoon, okay, hang on. October 7th, the afternoon, I think. We have a...
That's Game and Fish. Oh, whoops, I'm looking at something.
Yeah, it's in the afternoon.
Yep. That works.
So,
yeah,
would you like...
Yeah, we talked about it this afternoon.
Do you want to do the same 1:30 to 3?
Sure.
What, can we do 1 and finish a little earlier?
1 to 2:30.
Well, I mean, whatever time we get done, we'll be done. But if we start a half hour earlier, it'll be...
Sure.
Okay. That will work. Next up is Otter Tail for, I don't know that it's going to work. The only date they've given me thus far is September 21st.
What is this event?
What
this
are we talking about?
Sorry. So Otter Tail light mitigation.
Oh, are we doing more of those? Okay.
Yes, and there will be more to come. These are just the ones that I've received responses and dates from thus far. So, as I said,
clarification, because it wasn't on the agenda, on schedule.
You're right. I'm sorry. I didn't.
We're adding that. Okay.
Yes. So the afternoon of September 21st was what they had suggested, but I know Commissioner Crispin and I have a SPP meeting.
Yeah, that's not going to work. I can't miss that one.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
What about the 20th? Is that SPP too? Is it like there? Board meeting?
No, that's not that. The 21st is a one afternoon thing.
Yeah, I'm not available for September 21st either.
No, I'm talking about the 20th.
But the 20th,
yeah.
I would
You're
be available.
Oh, no.
In the afternoon, but not in the morning.
Okay.
A later afternoon would be all the better,
but
whatever time we
need. I will go back to them.
Did they suggest other days?
They didn't.
Okay. Let's hold that, the 20th from 1:30 to 3.
Okay. And if not, we'll come back next meeting.
Are these just meetings on their light mitigation?
It's an update.
They're all the updates
on how they're working, how the technology's working.
Yep. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So prior to those meetings.
They're not mandatory if you have a conflict.
No, I just kind of wanted to know.
Yep. And I have some preliminary information from all of them on this. I'll send that out prior to the first meeting, just so you all kind of have a view of here's what I've found thus far. I've kind of taken, Jerry Lean used to track all of the wind projects. I've taken that, kind of cleaned up a few pieces of information and then added in a separate tab that has the wind light mitigation details for everyone who has it. And there's, we have a number of them that don't have it because they're not required to, and one that actually is required to but still doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have
okay.
lots of information.
And these might be shorter than that. We did an update on them when they initially started using it, just to hear, like, how is the technology working? How often are they off? How often are they on? You know, how can it be better? That type of thing, and we haven't done an update since that time. So this is now after they've tweaked them and had another year of experience, or year and a half probably, how are they working? And so just to better understand that.
Do you ever go do a site visit? To go out there and randomly look at?
Do it all the time, every time you're driving across
well.
The state at night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about
regularly.
It.
So I look forward to reading your report, Commissioner.
The thing is, it's so tricky about this in seriousness. Yes, to drive along, or someone talks to drive along and sees lights and you think that it's not working. But when you drive by and it's working, you don't really notice it.
Right.
Think about it.
Right.
So there's that. And secondly, at any given moment when you want, okay, here's evidence, it's not working again. Well, there might be a plane there then.
Right.
And
yeah.
So no matter almost what you say, well, I keep going by and the lights are on. Well, there must have been a plane there then. So when you say it, and you're going to sit up there all night after night to show evidence, it's hard to document.
Well, and that's where their documentation is, which is what they've collected and have for us, will be
that's
helpful.
The importance of these discussions.
Yeah. The other thing, when you're just using your own, like, anecdotal evidence, like I was referring to, you can get them mixed up because there's comp farms that are close together. And you might be seeing a different one. So, not that you guys would ever do that, but I'm sure I'm capable of doing that. All right, so that's we've got that one September 20th, did we say?
Yes.
Yes.
From 1:30 to 3. All right. Are there more, Victor?
That's all I have for right
okay.
now.
Okay. Excellent. All right. So then the last thing on our agenda is personnel discussion. This is kind of a follow-up to the discussions we had leading up to the year-end things or prior year-end. If we could set aside some time in the next...
I'd like kind of in that second or third week of September be perfect for me.
Okay, so like... So how about 1, 2, 3 weeks from now, like that week? The fifth, after Labor Day?
Yeah.
We... Did you say the second or third week of September?
Yes.
So you'd like it more than just the week after Labor Day?
If I could, yeah.
Okay, let's go with the week of the 12th, then, if that's possible. Although I think I have a MISO board meeting that week.
I'm pretty much out that week.
Could we look at the 8th?
Yeah.
It would have to be, you know, kind of later.
Me too.
Actually. Oh, wait. What's going on here? I'm showing September.
Is it possible to get updated information, like on our budget and some things that were proposed? And so I'd like to really review that before we meet again.
If it's September 8th, it would have to be later in the day.
Yeah, same with me, actually, because I have an OMS meeting that afternoon. But, like, 3? Is that late enough? 3:30?
It's kind of Victor's meeting. It's 3. September 8th at 3. Does that give you plenty of time? Is there any reason why COG is going to go later than that?
Our normal end time is 2:30, so I think 3 p.m.
Would 3:30 be okay?
Sure.
We will. He's running a 6-hour meeting. Like,
fun.
A little break.
3:30 on the 8th. Personnel discussion. All right. Okay.
Thank you, commissioners.
All right. Anything else for scheduling? Or anything else?
Can I ask a procedural question?
Sure.
And you can tell me if it's not. We're having a discussion on, is there any time where a commissioner can request an informal hearing if a hearing's already been done, if there's new information that we want? Has an informal hearing ever been requested after a hearing's been...
An informal...
Something more than a work session, if we need...
I think you should chat with Jack, and
okay.
He can understand the details of what you're looking for and advise.
Okay.
On what would be the best procedural step.
Okay.
But the answer is you can ask me whatever you want. We'll find a way to do it.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. With that, we are adjourned.